What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Does anyone actually know what's going on here?
I literally have no idea.
Help.
We're 20 whatever.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello. And welcome back to 20 whatever.
It's a new year, baby.
New year. Same pod.
Yes. New year, same
pod. Yeah. Same mayhem.
Yes.
I have missed this so much. It's been 6 weeks. Since we last recorded?
Over a month?
Yeah, I think so.
It feels like a long time. I really missed you guys.
Honestly, it feels like I haven't seen you since the retreat.
Yeah.
And is that true?
No, because we did an episode after the retreat, the New Year's
episode. You're right. Oh,
then
yeah.
Why does
right.
it feel like an eternity?
I don't
it
know.
It really
no.
does.
I think it's it being a new year. Mm. Like thinking about before Christmas.
Yeah.
That
like,
sounds
that was, like ages ago.
Yeah.
That's why the coworker, he's, I haven't seen you since last year.
See you in the new year. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you know how people hate those jokes? I'm sorry. I like them.
I kind of like them.
It's giving dad joke. It's giving dad joke. That's why people are like, girl, get it together.
Like the
I haven't changed my underpants since last year.
Yes. That. You like that?
I'm embarrassed to say now.
You like that?
I'm not going to lie. I laugh.
Okay.
I may not be the one to make that joke. Like, I'm not going to take it that far.
Well.
But I'm going to laugh.
You did.
Here's the thing. I'm going to laugh, too. Always on the Zoom. I'm like, I'm going to give that person the
listen.
I will fail.
Okay. I honestly, I hate those people who don't laugh. When during a Zoom call,
like a fake
it's
laugh.
Already awkward, babe. Just like give them the laugh. Like don't be like that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And the laughter is already gonna be like half a second delayed, so it's already gonna be awkward. But then if you're waiting for the half second delay and then the laughter never comes,
that's so awkward. Just laugh. I know it's bad. I know.
We're just getting on. Hi, listen. Hello. We're chatting. Ha ha. Little ha-ha. Joke here and there, just
come
on. But no,
please. We know that the Zoom calls are trash, okay? And no one wants to be there. Your pants are off, we know. But just like, oh my God, welcome. Just give them to it.
Wait, can I ask really quickly? Have you guys ever taken a Zoom call with like pantsless?
Not pantsless, but like very like not appropriate for the that matches the rest of the way that I'm dressed.
For sure.
Right, like
for
if
sure.
you were to stand up and everyone sees that's
yeah, no.
ruin the look.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
But never like truly
just undies.
No pants.
Yeah. Like ass out.
Yeah, I've never done. No, yeah, I agree. I never have my ass out.
I've never had my ass out either. No, but it's definitely giving like I'm for sure wearing pajamas, like
yes,
or like the grossest like holy sweats I've ever like worn. But I'm wearing like a button down.
There's definitely
top.
A hole yes. in the ass.
Yeah. Oh my God. 100%.
So if I have to get up for any reason, I'm turning that camera off.
Yes.
Before I get.
Yes. Yes.
And then I'm gonna sit back down. I'm gonna unblock the camera, and yes. then I'm gonna look so nice and put together.
Also. Tell me that blue light glasses don't make it look like you are prepared for the meeting.
Mm-hmm. That's I'm dressed. That's what I do.
Exactly.
That's actually how I.
That's
like,
the makeup.
I put on hoops. And my, yeah. I put on my hoops and my glasses and I'm dressed.
Yep.
That's my makeup. Mm-hmm. You're so right about that.
Because I do it too. I do it too. But then I end up taking them off because I want to like text and do the thing on the laptop and you can see it through the reflection.
I have actually had someone be like, oh my God, Paloma, it's so funny. I can see your screen. And I'm like, ooh.
You're like closing all the shopping tabs.
Dude, okay. This is
you get
so,
off of Indeed.
This is so, dude, I was just about to, you're about to expose me. This is so not relevant. But one time I was working at this place and I hated it so much. And my boss was just a tragic of a human being. And we were like on a call and she was like making us all share our screens and whatever. But she was calling on people. So everybody like knew it was going to come. But she called on me and I was so not prepared at all. And she was like, OK, share your screen. And I was like, I don't know, like really actually what we're doing. Right. She was like, it's OK, just share your screen and I'll walk you through it. And I was like, OK. So I like try to click. I clicked to share the screen and I was literally on Indeed. Like I was literally looking for a new job and it showed up. It popped up and I was like, fuck. And I like exited out. No one said anything. I was like, it was rough. It was rough. And then I got fired 2 weeks later.
And then I got
fired. Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Honestly, it sounds like it worked out though.
Dude, it was the best thing ever.
Yeah, worth it. So
dude, we
actually should do an episode on that because I got
her the job at the place I worked, which like fully wasn't cracked before she got there. Then she got there and it was the worst thing we had ever experienced. No. It was like, and
she
I felt so
here.
Bad. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, she's like, I swear when I referred to you and like I was working here before, like no one was cracked, but now
it
was
delusion, dude. It was crazy. Ugh. And then I got fired. And then she got fired like a week later. It was crazy, dude.
She was like, we have no money. She went off to Bali.
Dude, our boss just went on a hiatus. Yeah, the boss swear to God. Swear to God. Left and was like, no one call me. No one contact me. Like, I'm on vacation. Like, I'm trying to figure it out. And like, but like, meanwhile, she was gone. The business was literally like falling apart.
Right. Yeah.
We had no money. Like, nobody knew what was going on. We couldn't get a hold of her. Like, it was delusion.
So like, even my superiors were like looking to, oh my goodness, like they didn't even know what to do.
And then, so then I got fired and she was still working there. And then her superior quit. And then she was like, who am I even like reporting to? Like,
and then she came back.
And then the big, big boss came back.
And then was like, sorry, we have no money. Everyone's fired. Bye.
Dude, it was a crazy.
Oh my gosh.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
We should do a whole episode on jobs.
We like simply
we
must.
Have to. We the craziest must. Things.
So.
But anyway, I'll just say we escaped that.
We did. Quickly. And here we are. Here we are. Welcome back. It's 2023 and we're back better than ever, right?
Yes. I'm really feeling good about this year. We have some I don't want to say like big plans because that makes it sound like, I don't know, we're going to like launch a satellite to the moon or something. Like not like big plans, but we've got like medium plans.
Yeah.
We've got some plans.
We've got some goals going.
So if you want to let us know down in the comments what you would like to see from 20 whatever in 2023, do let us know. We very much value your input. And it's going to be a good year.
Yes. Yeah. Honestly, it's giving, if you want to give us topics, if big picture, think big. Think big, bitch. I will
you
say
think
that's,
big.
You do, you have to think big. And yes. I have on my vision board and like on my like, oh, I want to do this for this and whatever. Like the header is think big, bitch.
Oh, I love that.
Because why? I could think small. I do that every day. But now it's the new year. We got to think big.
Which by the way, how have the New Year's resolutions been going on for you?
Are you trying to call me out right now?
Oh my God, I actually thought you were doing them. That's why I was going to inquire.
I thought she was going to ask about dry January. And I was like, bro.
Oh my God. I was talking about the moving every day because you have been so good about that. Oh my God. Not the dry January. No.
I was like, dude.
She's sitting there with the tequila soda.
Dry January. Okay. All right. Well, now
I did not mean to dry.
I really thought you were coming for me. I was like, dude, we just got here. Like, relax. I was going to do dry January. Listen, things happen. My boyfriend sprung his ankle. Sprung his ankle? Sprained it?
Sprained.
Sprung.
Sprung it.
Sprung.
He sprained it. He sprained it. And that was the end of it all. Because then I had to play nurse. And I was like, I need a cocktail immediately. Like, this is so insane. He was like, honestly, just do it. And I was like, anyways. So, dry January is canceled. Sorry. I don't know.
Playing
like,
nurse is so hard.
Dude.
Like, when your significant other is sick, oh my goodness. Baby.
But that's how you know, like, if you're really down for it.
Yeah.
Because to like take care and like do things that you normally wouldn't do and like all this stuff, like that's how you know if you're like not with it. I don't know how the rest of the relationship is going to be because somebody's going to get sick, right? Somebody's going to get sick or break a leg and blah blah blah, whatever tragic things.
Life starts happening.
Yeah. I guess I'm for it because I was with it. So
well, good. Cute. Well,
how's he doing?
He's doing better. He's on a crutch right now, but he's doing better. Yeah, he's alright.
He's like, baby, can I get you anything?
Dude, the whole time I was like, are you okay? And then in my head I was like, I cannot believe I'm doing this right now.
Oh, look at you.
I know. Yeah. Nurse Ryan.
But your other goal of like moving every day, please talk about that.
Yeah.
You inspire me and that's what.
Yeah. Well, at first I was like, I'm going to do 1,000 hours outside just like Sierra. Like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. Truly unrealistic from the start. Like, it just wasn't going to happen. I knew it, but I was like, Sierra can do it. I can do it, which is tea. I can't do it. But I just like found myself being like, it's pouring. I'm not going to go outside. Yeah. Like, I don't have rain boots. I don't have like anywhere to go. Like, and LA is like so gross.
This
when
new
it's
year,
raining.
Yeah. Hard to be outside in like yeah. a big city.
It's
like that.
Nasty. That's like New York when raining. You're like, it is gross. It's just like trash and flooding. And mm-hmm. it's just like not it. So I was like, what am I going to do? So I was like, okay, I'm just going to move my body every day. If that's like a YouTube workout, if I'm just going to dance around in the living room, or I'm going to like go outside and get the mail, come back, like that's good enough. Like, as long as I'm doing
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
It's good enough. And even spending time outside, I wanted to spend more time outside. But again, the rain like made it so impossible. But I was like, okay, it stopped raining for like 5 seconds. I'm going to go run and get the mail,
yes.
come back. Or I'm going to stand outside for 5 seconds until I feel like sprinkles, and I will go back inside. But it's been good. I've been doing it every day. So
that's so good. What was yeah. your favorite like workout or movement that you've done so far?
I did a like dance workout on Ooh. YouTube. And this she's like a fitness influencer YouTuber. Her name's Mad Fit. She does like really fun stuff. She did like a Justin Bieber one, and I was like, say less. And I just danced to Justin Bieber for like 20 minutes in my room, and it was like iconic.
Oh, I love
and
that.
I used the Fabletics yoga mat.
Ooh.
Yes.
That's been like one of the best things about my ambassadorship with Fabletics is I just have like all this access to like workout clothes, workout gear. And I feel like when you have that, it makes you
totally
want to wear it and want to move. And
totally. Because I'm like, what? I'm going to like dance around on my hardwood floor in my room. Like, but it just made it so much easier because I didn't have to wear shoes or like anything or make noise. That's yes. it's really padded. So I was like, if I'm jumping around, like Paloma's not going to be like, are you okay?
About the 1,000 hours challenge, though.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that, like, oh, I really like the idea of this, but 1,000 hours seems so daunting.
Mm-hmm.
The 1,000 hours is just arbitrary. Like, you could say right. 500, you could say 200. Like, yeah. the idea, right, is to get outside more.
Yeah.
I feel like a good place to start could be 365 hours because you're trying to average oh. 1 hour a day.
Okay.
And oh. there will be days that you don't go outside at all, but there'll be days in the summer
that
where you're
5 hours
yes.
outside. Oh, okay.
Which, by the
okay.
way, how has that been going?
I love it. I love it so much. I feel so good. I feel like I am more present when I'm outside. Like, I'm very engaged yeah. with what we're doing outside, and I am looking at my phone less. I'm just much more in it. And it's only been, as we're filming this, it's only been like 2.5 weeks, but I have noticed such a change in our like screen time habits without even trying.
Mm.
Like I didn't go into this being like, I'm going to cut back on screen time. Like we don't watch a lot of screen time anyways. It's just kind of like if she asks for it and we're not doing anything, I'm like, yeah, sure. But she hasn't been asking for it. She's now asking to go outside all the time. Like our living
that's
room,
big.
It's yeah. huge, that's, right?
Yeah.
I'm like amazed that it's been that quick of a change, but our sliding glass door to outside is right next to the couch and the TV. And so I'll see her kind of walk into the kitchen, the living room area, kind of look around like, what do I want to do in here? And now she like almost always just goes to the door and that's is like, awesome. Out, out. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is
and she,
awesome.
And I mean, kids love being outside and right. the fresh air. Like, yeah.
And I feel like given the option too, right? Like it's easy to be like, oh, I just want to watch TV. And you're like, for sure. Like,
yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like watch your
for
TV.
Sure.
But, like, when they're given the option and they choose to go outside, like, that's, like, it's giving, like, let me pat myself on the back real quick.
One, it yeah, also like, makes yeah. me feel good that the activities that we're doing outside are
or like, yeah,
fun
for
enough
her.
For her mm-hmm. that she's, like, I want to go outside because we have fun when we're outside.
Yeah.
I'm, like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. Like, this is so
and even
so
in
cool.
the rain, you guys are, like, jumping in puddles and, like, really getting after it.
Yeah. And I love the rain. I love playing in the rain.
Yeah.
And I think I've heard a lot of people talk about how like parenting gives you an opportunity to get in touch with your inner child.
Yeah.
And I think before I was like, I'm already in touch with my inner child. Like, have you met me?
It's I watch High School Musical every day.
It's not just inner, it's outer. I'm just a big toddler.
Right.
So to me, I was like, oh, you know, I'm like, I already am, you know, I've healed my inner child, but no, it's like a totally different level. Now I'm like, it's kind of allowing me to experience these things all over again, like jumping in puddles and, you know, running around and dancing to music in the kitchen. And I think there is a part of that. It's like that's sad that it does sometimes take like parenting or even nannying or babysitting to like bring that out of us. Like, I wish that we could all just do that for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. You know? I was literally going to be like, how do you think people who don't have kids can like access that part of them?
I think sometimes it feels embarrassing, right? Like, oh, it's juvenile, it's embarrassing. I'm not, I'm, you know, 25 or I'm 30. I'm not going to go outside and jump in puddles and, you know, dance alone and to music in my bedroom.
Right.
And so we feel embarrassed even when no one's watching us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like you're almost embarrassed to yourself. And I think sometimes when you're caring for a child, whether it's yours or it's your niece or nephew or a kid that you're babysitting, like you feel like, oh, it's for them. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to do this for them. And then along the way, you realize how healing that is for you.
Right. Yeah.
So I wish that we could all give ourselves permission to be juvenile sometimes and be goofy and and be childlike. And I wish it didn't take an actual child to get us there.
Yeah.
But I genuinely feel like that's one of the things that I love about our friendship is I feel like we do, you know, reflect a lot on like the things that we loved as like kids and teens and like us learning the hoedown throwdown in my kitchen.
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Like, yes.
And
we
having
were
sleepovers and stuff like all of those things that we did when we were in middle school and elementary school.
I'm telling you, I saw that. I was like watching the video. I was doing the hoedown throwdown and I was like, wow, this like really was special to me. And it like was so, it felt so good. And I'm like, look at me, like 27 years old doing this. But like, it just feels, I haven't done that quite literally since 10 years ago when I'm in the living room with my best friends dancing, being silly. Like,
yeah.
And doing it for fun. Like, that just felt so awesome. So that's so cool that you have Gracie to do that. That's so cool.
I've loved it. I've loved the 1,000 hours outdoors. I feel like I'm just really excited and inspired to keep doing it. I don't know how much I'll like, how heavily I'll document it because the first couple of weeks I've been like so into it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to take a clip here and there.
Yeah. Right.
So I might not, you know, do like weekly roundups every week. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I'm not going to.
Right.
And that's not the goal. But right now I'm having so much fun.
Oh,
I love
good.
That. That's so fun. I feel like there's so much opportunity to also like, oh, we're going outside. But like, what did we do yesterday? Oh, we went on a walk. Maybe today we go to the park. Oh, maybe today we do this other thing. And there's so many opportunities for you to do things outside that you haven't done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Even like the thing I saw in your story where it's like you did a craft where you're like picking out flowers. Like that's a craft that you're doing inside. And
and then
that
going
was
home.
But like, and going
to continue
home.
The craft. Like it's like a continuation.
I'm saying this. I'm like, this is genius. When I have a kid, write it down. I'm like, write it down. It's so funny. Like with Sierra, I love like when you said, I'm like, oh, that's a good bib. Write that one down. I have no kids in sight, but I know exactly what's needed because that's just such a genius idea. And she's like exploring, picking her little flowers and what she likes and then bringing it home. And just exciting, just invigorating for their brains. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I loved that kind of stuff as a kid, like outdoors and crafts and stuff.
Yeah, and exploring. Yes. Love that shit. You're like, you want to go? I love that. I'd be like, I don't even know where we're going, but let's go.
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking a lot, too, about how I think maybe it's everyone, but I think especially women, we kind of feel like we need to grow up really fast. Like once we hit 12, 13, 14, it's like, I'm not a kid anymore. I'm an adult. I want to be perceived that way.
Yeah.
And I like think back to those years and I'm like, I wish I would have spent a little bit more time like just enjoying being a kid.
Yeah.
Even when I was a teenager. You know, I think I was in a hurry to grow up. And now as a parent, I'm kind of allowing myself to be childlike again and in those experiences that I missed. And I think with you guys as well, like having the sleepovers and doing the TikTok dances, like it's that part that I think I wanted to fast forward through as a child and a teen.
Do you think that was, I think we all kind of put that pressure on ourselves, but do you think that was also like society?
Yes, for sure. For sure. Right. I think, and we want to do like a whole episode on kind of the way that girls' interests are like downplayed as like silly and ridiculous. And, but I think that's part of it. Right. It's like, oh, I don't want to be, I want people to take me seriously. And people don't take girls seriously.
Right.
They barely take women seriously.
Right.
But definitely not girls. Yeah. Right. So let me at least try to step up to the next level that
to
I can achieve.
Woman level,
right, and because when you're treated as a child, you're, well, you're just a child, you don't know anything, so you don't want to be in that position.
And like, you don't know, it's just silly. When you get older,
you'll
understand.
Oh,
dude, shut the hell up. I can't even. Maybe I don't want to understand.
I'm like, but what I understand
Let me
right
live
now.
In delusion, babe.
They say ignorance is bliss.
And it is.
God. But that's so right. Like growing up, I really had people be like, Paloma, you gotta slow down. Like you don't need to grow up so fast. And I remember hearing that. I really, 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 that was something that I was always told as a little girl. So I'm like, and now that I'm older, I'm like, girl, you really should have slowed down and enjoyed that. But I think maybe something to dissect later is like high school, like middle school's high school was tough for me. Like there was like a lot of bullying. And so I wish that those like hoedown throwdown moments were like happening then. But like that wasn't the reality. People were, you know, girls are like, that's the time when people are kind of like mean or like doing things. And like doesn't feel as safe to have a group of girlfriends and stuff like that. So I feel like maybe as I'm getting older, now that I have my group of friends that I'm like, I love you guys and I just love doing the things that I love. I can allow myself to do it because back then I'm like, maybe they weren't as inviting or as real or whatever I needed. And I was like, all right, let's get through this. And I mean, that's why I did a homeschooling like in high school too. That felt, right. I was like trying to fast forward it. And now, right. I'm like, oh, if I would have gone to high school, the real high school.
Right.
And like in between, like in the TV shows when they show like, yeah. in between passing periods, I'm like, I never had that, but like that's cool.
So, but also maybe. Like you said, your reality didn't allow for you to even want that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when you were at school, you were getting beat up and mm-hmm. like all this yeah, stuff. Yeah. So it's like, why would you want to be at school with any girls ever?
Yeah.
But honestly, what's maybe. Crazy is that like you would think that you as a person would be not a very nice girl because mm-hmm. of the things that you've gone through.
Yeah,
and you were like the nicest girl.
Yeah. It's like amazing and beautiful that that wasn't stomped out of you.
Yeah.
You know, like that that just is, I think, a testament of how resilient you are.
Yes.
That you didn't have to build that hard outer shell to protect yep. yourself. You said, yep. you know what? You're gonna like stomp on me and you're gonna treat me this way. I'm not gonna change myself.
Yeah. yeah.
And that's like amazing.
No, dude, for real. Cause let me tell you right now, I say this all the time. If anything crazy ever happens to me, and it has often, but if anything crazier, I keep saying like I will be a menace to society.
She's like one minor inconvenience and I'm being a menace.
I'm just gonna blow everything up because but it is inspiring though, because I think about when I was like 16, 17, like 15, that age, and if I was truly being treated the way you were treated, like I'd listen. You're better than I.
I really would like to shout out my mom for that one. Like she really was like, I feel like if she was a different mom, I wouldn't have been seen as much. Like she really was like, girl, I don't know why you're going through this. Like she's like, I'm so sorry. She's like, and she hits you with a, they're jealous, Paloma. They're
right.
this. And I'm like, okay, mom, great, thanks. Like I wish they weren't because right. they're mean.
yeah.
And she just really like. Was just like, Paloma, if they don't like have room for you at the table, make your own table and like then you can like your own space and like
yeah.
And I'm like, you're so right. So right. now, still working every day, be your authentic
yep.
self.
Yep.
Show up for who you really want to and yeah. who you are. So
because other people will follow.
It. Yeah.
If you're for real, if you're yeah. like yourself, the people that are like drawn to you and attracted to you will come.
I think so. I mean, crazy. I can't get rid of you. So
and she's tried.
Oh, you guys. Love you guys.
I know. I love you guys too.
I want to like, now that Valentine's is coming up, I kind of want to make like love cards for like my friends and maybe I'll start saying, well, that'd be so, like, remember back in school when we would like get those little yeah. things and with the little, I'd be like, okay,
dude,
that's
the
boy
biggest
I like,
one,
the one I like. I'm like,
the biggest one with like the best candy was always going to the crush.
Yes.
Period.
I remember like tying up little bags because I would like, we had you would buy like the pre-made cards. Like, you know, like I remember one year I had like Hillary Duff Valentine.
Yes.
And then you would like get the little bag of candy and like tie the card to the candy. Mm-hmm. And I remember like my mom got like Hershey's Kisses and like Starburst or something and like a couple Reese's. And so like for the kids that I didn't really know, I'd do like a mix of both. And then like my friends, I do, you know, maybe some of the better ones. And then like my crush.
Yeah.
You're getting like 3 Reese's.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell
I
yeah.
want you to know
yeah.
and
yeah.
say something.
Yeah.
And then would you guys like go through the cards and like pick the one that like said
love?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, yes. We all really were doing that.
And what's crazy is that it really didn't matter. Didn't do anything. It didn't do anything.
Yeah. I gave him those 3 Reese's for nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think that changed anything.
No, it didn't. It didn't.
But in my brain,
I was like, if I don't, how will they know?
I'm gonna say I don't think Jeremy looked my way.
Not Jeremy. No, right though.
Did you guys ever make sure to give the funny or like neutral one to the person you really wanted them to not think that you liked them? Like, did you pick?
Yes.
Yes,
I had to go through and make sure.
Yeah, it had to be like, oh, we are in class together. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. It was like a social like thing. Like,
oh,
we're looking
sure.
at the list of the names and you're picking the cards
yeah.
specifically. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah,
is serious.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. what you give them means something.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, and the thing is, okay, so the boy that you picked the card for with the special words, you put it in the extra candy, had it worked, had like, right, he picked up on the vibe and come up to you and said something,
mm-hmm.
that would have been my worst nightmare.
Oh, my God.
So what was
yeah.
I doing? I wanted him to know, but... If you would have said something, I would have melted on the spot.
100%. Yeah, delusion.
See, I'd have been like, yeah, because, hey.
No, exactly. Yeah, no, actually, you're right. That would have been my worst nightmare.
One time a boy signed my yearbook with a heart. Like, he wrote, like, his name with a heart. This was in, like, 4th grade.
That's serious.
And I, like, kind of liked him. Like, it wasn't like he was, like, my crush. But I, you know, I liked him. I was so embarrassed. I scribbled it out in my yearbook before I showed my parents. Oh, like my yearbook. Because no. I didn't want my brothers or my parents to like say anything. He wrote his name in a heart in my yearbook. Like, I cannot handle this. Like, absolutely
not. Sarah, he confessed his love to you in the yearbook and you did
nothing. I scribbled it out.
Oh my God. He went on a
not
limb.
Not like in front of him, but like on the bus on the way home. I'm like, my That's brothers can't see this.
That's so funny.
So like, what would I have done if when I gave him the Hillary Duff one that said like, I'm coming clean about my love for you or something?
So, girl.
You didn't.
I really hope it said that.
I'm sure it did.
I genuinely hope.
We should make 20 whatever Valentine's cards with like things that we say on the podcast.
Oh, that's cute. Okay.
Is anyone writing that down? Amazing. Piggybacking off of the yearbook situation, I remember in middle school, like that's when everybody was getting like cell phones and we were exchanging numbers. If a boy put his number in your yearbook, bro, you might as well have just confessed your love. You might as well proposed. Like it was giving that. And I remember this one boy that I really, really liked. He put his number in my yearbook and I was mad because I didn't have a phone.
Oh.
But when I finally got one, which was in like high school, I like added all these numbers and they were like, who is this? Like, what are we doing?
You
and
went
I was
back
like,
through your yearbook. You're like, yeah. You give me your number. You give me your number.
Yeah, it was like embarrassing afterwards because they were like, who the fuck? Like, what are we doing here? But I remember being like, oh my God, like if I had a phone, I would get all these numbers. But it was cute. Like, I remember like the boys I was getting numbers from, maybe like a flex on me because they were cute and I was living for it. But I remember it being so exciting. Like, oh my God, like I'm getting like numbers. Like this happens in the movies.
Yeah.
Like when somebody gives you their number, like this is like something.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that was the elementary school version of drawing the heart around his name in my yearbook because we didn't have phones.
Right.
What's he going to do? Like put his home phone number in there?
Remember that though?
Yeah.
The home phone?
I was going to say, when you said put numbers in the yearbook, I used to call their houses the like it wasn't anybody's business.
Wait, okay.
Hi, can I talk to Ryan?
I was going to say, I never called any like boys' home phones. I only called like my girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Did you call?
Yeah.
Talk to me about it.
His mom.
Well, talk to me about it. Like, no, let's talk about it.
Absolutely. Like, I would call and be like, hi, can I talk to Anthony? And she'd be like, one second, Paloma. And I'm like, I hope she's not saying some other girl's name. She's like, one second. Like,
Rachel.
I'm like, who the fuck's calling? And I'd be like, okay. But the mom would, there was times where she'd go and be like, okay, guys, it's been like 3 hours. And Anthony'd be like, oh my God, mom, get off. Blah, blah,
oh
blah,
my
blah.
God.
And he'd be like, all right, Paloma, I have to go. And I'd be
when
like,
you
okay,
could
bye.
Pick up the phone and enter a conversation.
Yes.
Well,
so the reason why I felt comfortable calling his house was because I had a phone in my room. Like we went to Costco, we bought one that had in each room.
Yeah,
I like put bedazzled it, put stars on it.
Yep,
like it was like the one from Cheetah Girls.
Oh, no, right.
Gosh.
Obviously. Period.
And so then when they would call and I see the caller ID and I'd be like, Mom, don't answer the phone. He's calling. I literally would scream, do not answer the phone. And then I'd be like, hello. Oh, hey, Anthony. Yeah. Like, dead ass.
Oh my gosh.
I cannot believe you got to have a phone in your room.
I was
wanted
thinking
that
the same thing.
So bad. Because like you said, like in all of the movies, and they all got the cool bedazzled like phone with like the curly wire on it.
Yes.
I wanted one so bad. And I remember one year for my birthday, I told my parents like, hey, can I please have a phone in my room? Like, I really want a phone in my room. And my phone had one of the plugs for the phone. So like, you can't even tell me that it's not possible.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Facts.
And they were like, we're not going to get you a phone, but if you want to take one of the handheld phones and just have that be, like, your phone that you keep in your room, like, you
Fine.
Can do that. When I tell you that was, like, the best moment of my life. Because I did. I wanted to bedazzle. I wanted to do all those things. So I was like, this is my phone. Like, you can use the other three house phones on, like, the receiver, but this one,
mine.
This lives in my room.
Yeah.
Right.
It's mine.
I had a similar experience. I think I won so much shit when I was a kid. Now that I think about it, I don't know why. I think I was just, like, lucky. Like, I would just play games and, like, win stuff. I would go to baby showers, and I would always win a game. Not relevant. I don't know why I brought that up. But I won a phone, and it was a Hello Kitty phone. Dude.
Oh, was it pink?
Yes.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wait.
Did I get the same Hello Kitty phone as you? Like I have a picture of me holding
it. It's
phone,
like, it was big.
Yeah, it was like.
Right? And it had like a.
Oh, keep going. Here's the thing. We all live the same
life.
It's like, never mind.
It was big. And I remember it had the ears on it. And I can't remember what the like the foam part was, but I do remember it like took off. I don't know. I can't really remember, but I remember being able to take it off and I won it. And I was like, are we going to like hook this up to my room? My parents being like, no, because you don't need a phone. And I remember being like,
yeah,
why won't you plug it in? Like, what are we doing? And I think I like play pretended on the phone, but also my parents had cell phones. And I remember giving like all my friends my like mom's cell phone number because she would like let me like go on it and like, you know,
that's cool,
talk on the phone or whatever. However, I don't, my brain right now, but I remember this one time I was in middle school and my brother was being born and my mom didn't have her phone because she was giving birth. And I was holding her phone and I was texting my friend. I was like, oh yeah, she's in the room, whatever. She's 6 centimeters dilated. I didn't know what that meant. I had no idea what that meant. And God. I was simply texting my friend. Also, this is when texts like cost money.
Oh yeah.
Yep, she's dilated.
And every dude. My mom being like, what the hell? Like, why? And I was like, I was updating her, you know?
Can you imagine me giving birth to like my second and Grace is like, yeah, so mom's dilated to an 8. I'd be like, excuse me.
And I didn't
She's
even,
taking self
I didn't even know. I didn't even know what that meant. At the time, I simply had no
right,
idea.
Right, no, you're just it's a measurement of progression. Like,
totally.
The baby's
Dude,
gonna be here
soon. Simply
soon.
Wasn't giving vag at all. I had no idea. Not a clue. Oh, not a clue. But I remember having my mom's BlackBerry.
Oh.
Period, dude.
Dude. Did you feel so cool holding
Hell
that?
Hell yeah. Bro, I was in the waiting room like,
with a little ball. With a little ball.
Hell yeah. Oh. Texting. I don't know what relevancy that had to my story to begin with, but I just thought of it, so I thought I'd share.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
This is a safe space.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any Valentine's stories that stick out in your head?
I honestly do. I really have one, and it was the first Valentine's Day that Ryan and I spent together. It was the very, very, very first one. I'll paint you the picture, ladies. There we were, barely dating. Like, we're new, so it's kind of like. It's kind of like expectations are kind of high. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be crazy. Right. First Valentine's together. I like this man a lot.
Right.
He's the kind of guy who likes to plan. So he made sure to plan and get reservations for us like weeks ahead. And I was like, okay, awesome. I love it. A man with a plan. So there I am. I get my little black dress. I get my little black dress. I'm really excited. We're going to go to this new restaurant in downtown. So I get ready. I show up to his house. There's like a bottle of wine, candles, flowers. Ew. And he's like, yeah, I thought we'd have a little glass and then we can walk to the restaurant. We were downtown. So I was like, cute. So I had a little glass of wine and then we walk to the restaurant. We get there and we're like, hi, checking in for our reservation at 7. And he's like, oh my gosh, thank you guys so much for checking in. It will be about 2 hours. And I said, no, I'm so sorry. We have a reservation, sir. It's under Ryan. Check right there. He's like, no, I'm so sorry, but it's Valentine's Day in the city and the kitchen is extremely backed up, so we can't even seat you guys because it's caused so much drama. So it'll be about 2 hours. We're so sorry. So Ryan and I are like, let's try to find a place between now and like 2 hours. So we're running around downtown going into every single place. Sold out, booked, 250 person plate per person plus an hour wait.
$250
per person. It's fixed menu at this point because we're in LA downtown, you know.
Right.
We can't get in anywhere. They're kind of laughing at us. Hi, are you available? They're like, oh, looking at him like, oh, you didn't have a reservation prepared. And so he's like feeling himself as like, oh my God, I made a reservation. Like, he's feeling down. And I'm like, look, we tried. Like, how did we not know? Like, it's not like we weren't prepared. So there we go. We're going to bar, restaurant to restaurant, trying to have a little shot here and there, trying to wait.
Me.
We go back. It's 9:30. Still haven't been seated.
You haven't had dinner.
We haven't had dinner. Aww. We haven't gotten in anywhere, you guys. Ryan somehow talks to the guy, and the guy was like, okay, we will sit you, but you can't order any food just yet because we're not ready, but we will sit you down. We can get you like a glass of wine. And Ryan was like, anything. It's literally, we've been wandering around downtown for, like, since 7. We get seated. They can't even bring us water. They won't make eye contact at us because they're so backed up. They're not trying to, like, even keep us there.
Right.
It's reaching 10:15. It's about to be 10:30. And Ryan goes, he's sitting out. I'm sitting towards the window and he sees a Chipotle behind me. And he goes, what if we run to that Chipotle and go get some food quickly before they honestly close right now at 10:30? I grab my purse. We ran in heels, suits and slacks to the Chipotle across the street. Ryan goes in, whatever the girl wants, I will pay extra for guac, steak, whatever you want. I order everything I could possibly think of. We're like so dressed in this Chipotle. Right. And we grab our to-go bag and we went back to his house and had it, like the meal with candles and the wine that was there, and just ended up really celebrating it together. So we always laugh and we're like, we really, really tried so hard to make that Valentine's Day super, super duper perfect. And it just ended up us being running to the Chipotle late at night. And
but
so,
like, how special.
Why does that feel like a sitcom plot? Dude, doesn't that feel like that would be like the Valentine's special?
Hell yeah.
And I even have the picture that Ryan took of me like posing at the dinner table, and you can see the Chipotle in the back of it, and I'm like, this is so telling. I'll have to post it or something.
Like, that is so relatable and so like genuine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You guys really tried. Like, he really did his best to like make it perfect. You're gonna go to a nice expensive dinner and all this shit, and you ended up at Chipotle in his apartment. Like, iconic.
I know. And so
but the fact that you guys still had a great night together, I feel like that's the thing where like early on in a relationship, those kind of situations,
dude,
do or die.
Yep.
That's why it was so important. It was like our first Valentine's. We had just started dating, like only a month, you know? So it was like kind of like high stakes. And I know he was really trying to make everything perfect. And I was like, oh my God, we're together. It doesn't matter. But the following year, he made 2 reservations. So, you
just in case. Just in he case. Learned his lesson.
Yes, and he says that to this day. So, and that was our first Valentine's. And I love it. And I'm glad the way it ended up with us, you know.
Aww.
So, that's so
we're in love
cute.
And we are turning our anniversary is in 2 days from like literally
from
right
today
on. Today I'm turning 4 years with this man.
Happy anniversary.
Let's talk about it
for 4 years.
Okay, and what have you learned?
To make 2 reservations.
To make 2 reservations, yeah. And to it doesn't matter, and like that story really tells you it's not really what we're doing. It's just who you're like with and what like the person you're spending it with. So
ew.
I know it's so ugly and mushy and gushy.
Love that,
I love that man. And we'll be
I just love you guys together.
I mean, dude, bro, listen, I love you. But I fucking love Ryan. Like, that's my dog, dude.
Aww.
I remember I was just at home like a couple days ago and I was like, I can't get anything on the couch. I was like, Ryan's going to be so mad at me. And then I was like, and honestly, that's hell. Like, Ryan being mad at me, like, I avoid that so much because I just care so much about him and I just want to make him proud all the time.
He doesn't get mad.
So it's like, for him to get mad, you're like, oh. Yeah. I just don't want him to be disappointed.
I just
my bro, dude. I love that man. Like, he's great. Great guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. Celebrating our anniversary next week. We'll be going off to a little trip to the mountains. We booked ourselves like a little Airbnb. So
oh my God, cute.
I know. And there's like a little sauna and like a yoga room and like hiking and stuff. So
period.
I'll make sure to vlog it what I can, you know.
No.
It is.
It's going to be a spicy vacation.
Whoa.
It's going to be like one clip of pee like wrapped in a towel.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is the only thing I'm able to film on this trip. Thanks for watching. Catch you in the next one.
Dirty girls. Dirty.
I'm dead. No, but.
I was going to say because it was private time, but all right. Send it.
Same thing. Yep. Exactly. Private time. Mm-hmm. It's private time. Mm-hmm.
So we'll be in the mountains.
Who knows what?
Which, love by the way, that's why I texted you. Do you have this We're Not Strangers couple pack? Because if not, I was going to order it on Amazon.
Oh, my God,
so
order it.
Like,
no.
So
dude, I feel the same. You guys, listen, anybody who's in a relationship or like about to be in one, get the couples pack of We're Not Really Strangers. Truly, I've read so much. I've watched so many videos. Like, it gives.
It's being sent to my house right now for the weekend.
It really gives. It really gives. It's really sweet. And I think it, like, can really help you if you're stagnant in a relationship or if you're new. I feel like that's, like, a really good place to, like, open up a lot of conversations about things.
Yeah.
So.
Especially on a trip like that where you're, like, ready to kind of, like, dive into those, like,
secluded,
mushy, fishy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cute. Do you have a Valentine's story?
As an adult, I was always kind of anti-Valentine's Day in that, like, it's just a consumerist holiday. It's about selling cards, which is true, but I think there's still specialness to be found there. But I was very cynical at this point in my, like, late teens, early 20s.
Right.
And I remember I had told Steven, don't get me flowers. Flowers are a waste of money because they just die and like da 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 da, and it's stupid, which now I love flowers. But back then, still,
you know, listen, we're
still
learning.
Working on it. Very not like other girls.
Right.
And Steven came home from work, came home from the office. He had got me a box of chocolates and he had gotten me an artichoke. because right. an artichoke is technically like a flower, but I love eating artichokes. And so
it's not going to be waste.
Like, this is not a wasteful flower. Like, you can eat it. And then he steamed it for me and I ate my artichoke on Valentine's
An
Day.
An artichoke is a flower?
Well, yeah, it's like the part of the plant that flowers, I think.
And you can eat it?
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can eat artichokes.
Ryan, yes, you can eat artichokes. What's the question?
But I didn't realize that, like, it was considered a flower.
I don't know if it's actually considered a flower,
but it's
like
petals, like those little things that you can pull off and you dip them in.
Yes.
But
that is just so thoughtful and so you. And like, that's
it's giving effort. And let me tell you,
I thought that was so sweet that he still wanted to get me something, but he didn't want to go against my wish of saying,
don't get me flowers.
And I think, honestly, that was kind of the first thing that, like, softened my heart.
It's giving green flag.
Right?
Yeah. Period.
That is so sweet.
I'm getting head nods that it is, in fact, a flower.
Is it a flower?
Yeah. The part that we eat and that most people ever see in the store is actually a flower bud.
So he did get me flowers.
A man with a plan.
Wow.
It's sometimes called a head. So
he got you head.
Yo.
Yeah, you got her head.
I got head.
Whoa. Honestly, you're winning. Oh. It's giving winning.
Period.
They're a member of the thistle family. So they have a flower.
Right.
But they're considered a vegetable plant in the thistle family. Wow. Steven is a very complex man.
Yeah. And artichokes are a complex flower.
Honestly, snaps for Steven. Truly.
He's the best.
He is. I also have a Valentine's story. It is not as exciting or fun, considering we are no longer together, so I don't have, like, a fun, cute... I mean, it's cute, and then it's not. One time for Valentine's Day, my ex and I were super poor. We were living in New York. We had no money. It was, like, we were, like, not going to actually do anything. We were just going to, like, spend time together. So we, like, went out. It was raining this year, and we went out, and we just, like, got food, and it was like very casual. And then he was like, oh, let's go to Washington Square Park. And I was like, period, let's go. So we walked there. Beautiful. New York, stunning. We walked there. It was amazing. And he's like, okay, sit right here. And I was like, okay. Vibes. He stands up like on the fountain. Like, if you've been, you know, he stands up on the fountain. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? He starts singing this Elvis song. But I can't help falling in love with you. I was sobbing. And there was everyone was like staring at him, obviously, because he was like singing in front of everyone.
Aww.
And I was like, he really loves me. Oh, my God. Like, it was so beautiful. It was amazing. We broke up a week later.
But you still have that moment.
I have that moment.
But that,
yeah.
that moment right there is very movie. Like when a man sings.
No,
you,
it was giving, you know? So movie. That's why when we broke up, I was like, bro, last week you were out here and now you're with another girl. Like, help me understand.
You're like, well, that's apparently you could
crazy.
Help falling
said,
in love with me.
And you could help falling in love with anyone else. So,
oh.
Yeah, tragic. But it was beautiful. In the moment prior to the breakup, it was amazing. And it was so nice. And it was so beautiful and moving. And it truly felt like a movie because we were in New York. The fountain was going. He was standing up. You know, when the man's like going to like do something he's never done before. And everyone's like, oh my God. It was very
much. Did everybody
much
clap?
Movie. Yes.
Oh, that's such a movie.
It was, which is why the breakup hurt so much. I mean, that's not why, but like, it was like, bro.
You're like, and everyone in Washington Square Park saw you.
4 days ago.
Yeah.
You were confessing your love to me.
You're like, should we bring them back here? Because they're not going to clap now.
I said, bring them back. Tell them what you did.
Well, all to say, I'm not hoping that they're bad like stories, but I kind of want some juicy drama love stories that we're gonna read today.
We got some juicy stories, some good, some bad, and the ugly, like my Elvis wonderful song in Washington Square Park, that we can share.
Yes,
because they're good.
I cannot wait to read these.
Let's
so
get
like
it.
When we did the Halloween horror dating stories, Ryan posted a Google form on the 20 Whatever Podcast Instagram. So if you're not following us there, definitely do. And we have some viewer submission Valentine stories.
Yes. Yes. We need to get into it. Let's do it. P, do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Which one do you want to do?
All right, we're already in. I wanted to do the talking to boobs. Okay.
Okay. I love when you give them names. That's like my favorite part.
You titled these?
I did.
Because
I'll read them and I'll be like, this is the title.
So for this one, Ryan titled it Talking to Boobs. I, 24-year-old female, went on a first date with a man, 29-year-old male, at a bar. We had talked on Hinge for about a week prior, and his communication was great over text. In person, not so much. When I got up to use the bathroom, he texted me while I was in there saying he loved watching me walk away. Once I came back, I tried to keep normal conversation. He brought up religion. My profile says I'm atheist. His says he's Christian. I had no issue with this, but he clearly did and called me closed-minded for being an atheist. LOL. I tried to not argue about it, but they're my values. I was annoyed. Other than those two things, the rest of the date went fine until he walked me to my car and hugged me goodbye. He leaned his head into my boobs and literally motorboated them while talking to them in a baby voice. Like talking to my boobs as if they were separate people in a baby voice saying, "Did you have fun tonight? Did you like Kyle?" I was in complete shock, and I just got into my car and drove away. After a few minutes, I started laughing and crying. Worst date ever, and I'm still single 2 years later.
Girl.
Oh.
Girl.
That,
girl.
That went from bad to ick. Ick, ick.
As fuck,
so fast.
Dude.
What do you mean a
Where
man?
Do we start? Where do we start?
I mean, casually it's assault.
Low-key.
Yeah.
And also,
no, actually.
Me walking to the bathroom, and then you want to text me while I'm in the bathroom about my ass, bro.
That's
you love to watch me walk away.
That's weird. Also, like the
Come
bringing
on.
Up religion thing when it's out there
clearly
on the profile.
That that's not the tea.
Like if it's a deal breaker for you to date someone who's not religious, then why would you swipe and then talk and then ask someone out on a date who is atheist?
And that's what she said. She was like, I was open about like I was
yeah,
like it was
yeah,
fine
yeah.
that we weren't like the same, but he was like clearly there was an issue with it. And you were like, why would you match?
I'm not gonna lie, I don't think he had an issue after he motorboated her in the parking lot. Like what problem?
No, right.
But I also think I think the baby voice is like kind of weird. Like him like I'm wondering. I'm like,
and
did he have
the
them
motorboating?
Still in, did he have them still in his hand? Like, did you like
Honestly,
that? Like, that's
babies.
Oh my!
That's weak.
What was this called again? What I named this one?
Talking to boobs.
Talking to boobs.
Yeah.
And grabbing boobs. I don't like. I really yeah. don't
it's,
like the motorboating.
It's the face and
that's,
the titties
that,
for me.
That's a lot.
But yeah. you know what's so weird is that like me with like my boyfriend or like you know long term boyfriend husband et cetera et cetera to go to the bathroom and get a text from your man that was like. Yeah, let it watch you walk away. You're like, ah. yeah, that's right,
well,
boy.
Well, because then you're going to come back and they're not going to pretend like it didn't happen. You're going to be like, ha ha, I got your text.
Yeah.
And like, it's fine because we're
together.
And it's like, ha ha, and fine.
If you wanted to make that comment and it was a first date, why wouldn't you wait for them to come back and then be like say it to them?
I
yeah, like in a sexy
way,
like, I really like watching you walk away. And then you're like, oh, really? Like, you know, that could have really sparked some sexy conversation. But the
but then also, I'm like, it's still giving first date.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
To say
I feel like
that is too. For you to be like, damn,
that's
mommy.
Like a
I'm
fourth,
like,
fifth, yeah. sixth date kind of like, let me just text you and.
you like
about
that,
it.
Jess? Damn, mommy.
No, I don't like it. I'm laughing. I'm like, no.
Damn, mommy.
She's walking to the bathroom.
It is cracked. And, but to also like wait while she was in the bathroom is like pretty crazy.
Yeah. I hate everything about that man in that story.
Yeah, me too.
Because the thing is like there's a lot on there that's like boundary violation
mm-hmm.
for like a first date.
Yeah.
Like
so
absolutely
many
so many boundary violations. But there's also elements to that even if we like I've been married for 5 years. If Steven started talking to my boobs in a baby voice, I would be like, I need some space. I need to go to another room. Don't ever do that again.
But also to like out of nowhere, just like motorboat you.
Yeah.
And be like.
Just say goodbye.
Be like, yeah, baby,
yeah. Oh my God.
Ew, don't ever do
That's
that again.
That's gross.
I don't care how long I've known you. I don't care how long we've been married. Don't do that. Much less a first
CRC.
Don't talk to my titties CRC. Like they're babies.
We could have babies together. I swear
you
to God.
You still can't talk to my boobs like that. Never,
that
ever, ever.
Don't. But it's the, did you like him? I'd be like, fuck no.
That's fuck.
And also how weird and objectifying
said,
to like treat her boobs like they're not part of
a part
her
of her.
Body.
She goes, did you like that? My boobs are like, fuck no.
Like you know two separate mean? People, she said. That is, sir. I'm
Listen,
sorry.
Girlfriend, tragic, and I'm so sorry
I know,
for
I'm
you
so sorry
because
you
that was
that.
Not it.
I hope you had some good first date experiences after that. Because God, do you deserve it after putting up with that.
Truly. Bad. Bad news bears. Bad news
This is
bears.
What I'm saying. I'm like, I wanted to hear the juicy, but like, I kind of feel bad because I'm like, oh, that happened to someone.
I know.
Like, that's a real, like, that's a
real person.
And a viewer. That's why the thing with doing the viewer stories versus just like reading from Reddit is like, these are
right.
like people who
watch us and know
who are here with us
and who are like part of our community.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Like it makes it feel like it's
personal.
It's personal. It's a friend telling it.
Dude, I'm upset.
If my friend was telling me this the day after it happened, I'd have been like,
give me his name and number.
Yep.
The number. I'm about to find out what's going on.
I'm calling his job.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
Okay, next story, which actually, before we get into it, I do just want to say thank you to you guys for submitting these stories and allowing us to, like, share that on the podcast. And we appreciate you being vulnerable in the stories that, the romantic stories, but also the not so romantic stories.
Yeah. Yes. We know it takes a good amount of confidence to share how tragic a date went. Truly. Like, it could be embarrassing, but we appreciate you.
Well.
We get it.
And we'll see if this next one is embarrassing because the title is making me, it's making me think.
Okay.
Dog pee. Deal breaker or not?
It's you titling.
It's giving
these,
golden
man.
Showers.
Ew.
Okay. This is kind of a unique story. So I'm originally from California and I moved to New York for college in fall 2021 after taking a gap year because of COVID. On the very first night of school, I met this girl in the pizza line and we really hit it off, and it turned out that she was from California too. We became super close friends, and after a couple months, I realized I was developing a crush on her, which was new to me because I had previously identified as straight, even though I was open to changing that. I grew up doing theater, so I have the philosophy that it's easier to just confess your feelings.
Period.
Say it. Sing it. Period. Monologue. Yeah. Express
it. Dude, dance it out, bitch.
Tap it out, baby. Tap it
out. Can you imagine? You're having a really emotional talk.
Love. You.
Kickball change. Yeah.
I have so many feelings, I can only get it out in one way. Tap. Okay. So right before winter break, I told her I liked her. Well, she wasn't in a place where she was emotionally ready to begin a relationship, with the end of the semester work and holiday stress and all, but we're still great friends. A couple weeks later, we hung out at home, and she told me that she also liked me. Amazing, perfect, wonderful.
Love to see it.
And the story can end there. Great. We're so happy for you.
Exactly.
My anxiousness got the better of me, and as soon as she told me, I puked in a bush in my driveway.
Baby. Oh my God.
Super glad we were friends first, though, so she found it funny.
Aww.
Right. Okay, T. Aw, cutie.
Fast forward a few weeks, and she came to spend New Year's Eve with my family. She lives about an hour and a half away, so it wouldn't really be safe for her to drive home that late, so the plan was just for her to stay over, an important detail. We had a lovely time all night, and at midnight, my family all had confetti poppers and noisemakers going off. We noticed one of our dogs was nowhere to be seen, but we didn't think much of it. After a bit, I feel like I know where this is going now.
Oh my God, I don't.
You know, dogs get scared with like the poppers and stuff.
No, let her be delusioned.
Nope. Okay, keep going. After a bit, we decided to head upstairs and get ready to sleep, and I noticed my bed was all messed up. I figured that my dog had just gotten cozy and pushed my blankets around when I got up closer, I saw that it was wet. All caps. My dog had peed in my bed.
Oh, dang.
Imagine tragic. You're taking someone to bed with you and you're like.
Like, you're about to, like, get it. High
yeah,
pee.
Especially, like, New Year's kiss.
Dude, you're about to, like, gasol.
Yeah.
And your dog cock blocks you? It's giving cock block, dude. Is it not?
Yeah, totally. Like, I know, totally.
Up. The same bed that we were about to sleep in. We had literally just started dating, so I was absolutely mortified. Luckily, she has pets too, so I cleaned it up, I put a towel down, and we fell asleep holding hands.
Aww.
I'm glad you got your happy ending.
Yes. Yeah.
Apparently, the dog pee wasn't a deal breaker because we've been together for 9 or 10 months now, depending on who you ask. Moral of the story, keep track of your dogs and be friends with your significant others first. I love y'all's podcast.
Aww.
Oh, we love you.
Dude.
That was so sweet. I love a happy ending, though.
I know. I do too. So sweet. Honestly, listen, animals are going to be animals. You know what I'm saying?
Life is just going to happen, honestly, is what that's giving. Again, and just adjust, baby. Throw down a towel.
Adjust.
I don't know. We jump into the bathroom. I don't know.
Dude, listen, you're throwing down towels for half of other reasons or not. So, like, throw a towel down for the dog pee. I don't know. Like, right? Maybe that's just me.
But that's so true about being friends first, as, like,
oh,
it
yeah.
kind of takes away some of that, like, anxiety.
Period.
That's it?
Dude, okay. To jump off of that, I I was talking to Paloma, like, I've never dated someone that I had, like, just met, ever. Mm. Like, never in my life has it been like, oh, we meet and then we date. I probably, like, even Ryan now, my boyfriend now, we met on a dating app, but we didn't, like, date. We just knew each other for a year and a half before we started dating. And prior to that, my ex, I knew for 6 years. Prior to that, 4 years. Like, sometimes it's giving friends and then it's giving dates. I don't know, and that might be like a friend thing, like, or a trust thing, like, maybe I just, like, don't really know you, so I don't want to, like, give, but, like, it doesn't hurt to, like, maybe be friends, and it might feel like you're not progressing in the way you want to, but, like, you never know, like, making friends with somebody and, like, building that connection and getting to know who they are might also be important. A saving grace, yeah. Bro. Yeah. Like, you can really know who somebody is before you start dating them and be like, oh, we're better as friends, because if I was your girlfriend, this would not fly. And yeah. I can see you as a person right now versus with rose colored glasses
right.
when we're dating. Because I don't have that now.
Right.
With Ryan.
Because you guys were friends for so long before.
Exactly.
And I think it's so cool that you guys met on a dating app, but then still decided, let's be friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not saying the only valuable relationship I can get from a dating app is to date.
Yeah, it's a romantic relationship.
Yes.
We had a platonic relationship for the year and a half that we knew each other. So then if he acts a certain type of way, I'm like, I either saw this and I, like, knew what the tea was, or I didn't. And now it can be a conversation or whatever the tea is. But, like, sometimes it benefits you to take time to really be that person's friend. And sometimes I also feel like if you're younger, it feels like friend zone. And maybe it is. And sometimes it is, you know, and that's a whole other conversation. But sometimes it might just be like, I just maybe want to get to know who you are as a person.
Yeah.
And if we can vibe as people and I see you doing regular things and not putting your best foot forward to impress me because we're dating.
And that's the tea about dating. When you first start dating someone, you're on your best behavior.
Exactly.
You're right. Both parties. You know, you're
both
really
parties,
hiding.
Yeah.
I mean, even personally, like, if you have nothing to hide, you're still like, okay, I'm putting my best foot forward. And
yes,
you are
I'm
trying
looking
to
my best. I'm doing my best.
Doing everything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as friends, you can kind of get that, like, inside look. And
more, like, chill, relaxed vibes.
Mm-hmm. And not so high stakes, high pressure.
Yeah. And if that's something that you don't actually, like, vibe with, that's an opportunity for you to be like, okay, I see that and I note it and I'm not interested.
And before you're, like, romantically, emotionally invested.
Yeah, because that gives you, honestly, I think being romantically involved with somebody that you have just met, unfortunately, allows you to overlook red flags at times because you're so emotionally and, like, romantically involved. But if you know somebody and you've seen them act the way they act and then it's nothing to do with you and you're like, that's an opportunity for you to dip.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see them and you see how they act in certain situations and how they treat other people and this and that and the third, it has nothing to do with you. And you're still like, nah, yeah, it's giving. That's an opportunity for you to be like, okay, this is like a person that I could, like, be with. I agree. Be friends with your people first. If you have the opportunity, I suggest it personally.
You know what that reminds me of too? Like, one of my favorite little tidbits is that the show Survivor has produced more lasting relationships than The Bachelor.
Really?
And I think that's exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah.
The Bachelor, that is, you just met, you're going on these whirlwind romance dates. You're in
beautiful views.
Yes. You're in a helicopter at a winery. You're talking to each other about how much you love each
other. How do you
not
fall in
love? Seclusion, right? You also get that opportunity to, like, be away from everything and everyone.
And when you come back to the real world, of course it's not gonna fit those expectations.
Right.
Whereas Survivor, you're the plot of that show, the point that you're there is to backstab everyone else.
Yeah.
You're showing the worst of you. You are not showered. You are dirty and gross, and it's bringing out probably the worst of your personality.
Yeah.
And so if you're walking away from that show being like, I love this person, or like, we've built this friendship on the island, and then maybe it become something later.
Like, we went through that. Wasn't that crazy? I mean, and if you made it through that and you're still, like,
through
friends,
trial,
you know, that's
dude.
Awesome.
Yes.
I'd be like, we can get through anything. They could leave us on a stranded island and we'll be okay.
Well, that's a big part of relationships, right? Is the first time that you guys go through something really, really hard is a telling point if this is going to be something that you guys can, like, withstand.
Right.
And, like, work through.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing. How you communicate and
how you deal with life
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
as
together.
A human being mm-hmm. and how you deal with life as an individual and how you deal with life as somebody's partner.
Yeah, I mean, people are always like, before you get married, make sure you see how they travel, how they talk to,
what are they like when they're angry,
you're just trying to see them for who they are fully before you make a commitment.
Before you fucking like sign the contract, bro.
Yeah, that's where, like, I know some people don't want to live together before marriage for like religious beliefs or personal beliefs.
Couldn't be me.
Personally, I am so glad Stephen and I lived together before we got married, because I remember people saying like, oh, that's like a make it or break it thing. Mm-hmm. And you should be married before you live together, because otherwise it's too easy to leave. I remember someone saying that to me and me thinking well, then maybe you should leave.
Right.
And it was actually after Stephen and I moved in together just a couple weeks later that we realized like, oh, this really works.
Yeah.
Like, we're really compatible. Like, we knew we loved each other. We knew we like saw a future. But it was when we moved in together and we saw that like, our lives and our personalities actually work so well living together that we were like, let's maybe start looking at engagement rings. Like, let's maybe talk about this future, because we saw it. We saw what it would what be it like could every be. Day.
Yeah. Yes. And I imagine if it wasn't great.
Right.
But you have the opportunity prior to marriage to be like, hey, I really don't know that this is going to work. Or, if we're going to do this, these are the things that I need. And then the other person's like, these are the things that I need. And so you compromise and you try to figure it out and work and work and work. And if it doesn't work, it's giving like,
find someone it works with.
Maybe let's reevaluate what it actually is we're doing here and move forward with that.
That's so interesting with the make or break thing you're saying. And you're like, right, because it could break that, like, that's not like the kind of person that you should be like literally coexisting with.
Yeah, cohabitating with,
like,
dude.
Yeah, and then you're not finding that out till like after you're like, no, like you mentioned, it really is. You can't get out, because I just, now we have other, what's the word?
Priorities? Differences? Just like living situations?
No, just like now we are in a different situation. Like being married, like, you know, like realizing that, or a commitment. Like in that moment, you were like, I have quite literally committed this, but like, oh my God.
Yeah, we've already said I do. We've already signed the papers. We've already done the whole thing, and now we're living together and I'm miserable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And or maybe we have a baby and I'm like, I fucking hate it here.
You didn't know what it was like.
And you didn't know.
Dude. That's like when people say the first year of marriage is the hardest. From my experience, the first year of marriage was the easiest, because we had already been living together for like 2 years. So we had like ironed out all the kinks of like
cohabitating.
Yeah.
And now we were done with the stress of wedding planning. I didn't feel like any judgment was being cast on me from family members anymore about living together before marriage. I was like, sweet.
Which is so insane, because just because you guys got married didn't take away from the fact that you lived together prior to marriage. But now it's like, oh, well, not fine.
Yeah.
You're like,
we got to share rooms on family vacations now. And
right.
It's great.
Right.
But for us, like, really nothing changed. So to me, the first year of marriage was smooth sailing.
Right.
But I totally got us sidetracked.
I honestly,
these are your stories, ours.
Sorry. But I'm with that. I fully think that, like, if I'm ever truly so like involved and like committed to a person, like I simply will not agree to marry you if we've never lived together, period. I don't even care. Like, I'm not gonna do it.
Before we switch, I just want to add one little tidbit that really has helped boy Ryan and I living together. We started living together, like, well, not living to, like, it was COVID. I mean, that's where I feel like it all started. We started cohabitating. You're like, okay, you're like in a small studio, just small little things, you know, just living. And Ryan and I established this thing where I told him, when we're talking about like dishes or something stupid like that, I'm like, hey, just so you know, like, this is a roommate fight. Like, this is not
a relationship.
And I always make sure to like label, like, when we're having a discussion about something that's not working in the house, being like, hey, by the way, we're okay. We're good. Like, this is just a roommate fight. Like, we'll work this out.
That's
and
so
since
good.
We labeled it, we like know that this is not about our relationship. Not like, this is just us figuring out how the heck to make dishes work for all of us. It's not personal. It's not nothing to do with our love for each other. That's a roommate shit situation. I love that.
I feel like
it's so good to say, we're not gonna bring things from the romantic fights into the roommate fights.
Yeah.
And the roommate into the romantic. Mm-hmm. Because that's when it gets messy, is if you're having a actual emotional disagreement and then someone brings in and you never take the trash out, you're like, that's not what this
that's
is about.
Relevant.
right. Because usually it's like, what is it? Oh, I felt like you didn't. It's like, I felt like you didn't care enough to. It's always like, it's the root problem is like, I feel like you didn't see me or you didn't care. It's not the dishes ever. So like,
This is roommate. This is simple. And honestly, it has saved us so many fights. So if you have a significant other and just saying that out loud, being like, hey, just so you know, like, I still love you. We are still good. We can work through this together. Mm-hmm. This is a roommate fight. Not that big. Yeah. Fine.
I love that.
It has helped me so much. So run with it, ladies.
But that's a tea, right? Like, you guys could be married. And you guys have been married for 50 years. It's still roommate.
Yeah.
It's still the trash.
At the end of the day. It's still trash. Still the dishes. It's still
the
cleaning up.
Because it's the logistics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it has nothing. It may not have anything to do with your relationship.
Right.
And if it does, hey, you didn't do what you said you were going to do. So it makes me feel like you're not keeping up with your promises. Or da, 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 and so I feel insecure about this. Whatever the fuck. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Whatever. It's the beginning of a conversation. But like, you not doing the dishes the way I want you to do the dishes is giving roommate.
It's not giving
like, we're going to break up right now.
It's
like,
so simple. But like, those things are real. Like,
when they blow up into things
you
that
don't
make
clean,
it
you
seem.
You don't pick up your shit. Like, you don't care. And it's just like, it snowballs. And you're like, baby,
these
are chores. Let's not.
Right. So, love
it. You want to read the next one?
Yes. Okay. Next one. This one is called Dinner or Bust. So I hope your imaginations take you wherever they want to go with
that. You dirty for that one.
I know. Sorry. I'd been speaking with this guy casually for a while and we had met up. And we met up with our friends and it was like a couple of times we had met up and it was super exciting. He asked me to come over to his place for dinner on Valentine's Day. So I was super excited. I'd always thought that I was more into him than he was into me, so it was a nice little ego boost that he invited me over.
Especially on Valentine's Day. Like, that's kind of a thing. That's like not to sidebar, but like,
no,
there was like a, I feel like maybe in like a Valentine's past, you're like, wait, can I not go on a date on Valentine's Day?
Because
that's weird.
No,
like,
because
you can't
it was giving
that.
Like mm-hmm. couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you're I don't want you to think this is more serious than
right.
it is.
Yes. Right. Yes. So this man inviting this girl over
on
Valentine's Day was like,
it's
really,
a move.
Yeah.
No, it's a move. And as this was saying, she was already kind of feeling a little bit insecure. And so this gave her an ego boost, which is fantastic. So she says, I arrived at his house. We agreed for a time. I walked in. We got to the kitchen. He had bought all the ingredients for the dinner and then asked how long I think it would take me to make it. I kid you not. I believe that he invited me over to cook together and he had invited me over to cook for him. The audacity.
No.
That's horrible.
What? Wait, how did he even like shape that question?
So what are you going
to? Yeah. He was like, so how long do you think it'll take?
Oh my god!
I'd be like, to get my ass out here 5 seconds.
Yeah,
exactly. As right? fuck, what? As fuck, as fuck. Yeah. She says, when I said to him, you must be joking. He told me I clearly wasn't wifey material and asked me to leave.
Good. Get out.
Run.
Asked me to leave. Dodged a bullet.
That Amen. Is so, first of all,
let's talk
entitled.
About it. As fuck.
It's giving a test.
Yeah. And you know what? He failed.
Mm-hmm.
Fully.
I think he was trying to put a test on her to see if she was white, but
yes.
it failed.
But it's
yeah.
crazy because you know that was his intention all along. He went out of his way to buy the groceries, invite her over, say, we're going to do this. We're going to meet at this time. We're going to cook this. We're going to do this. We're going to do this.
It's a power play.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
And it's gross and it's manipulative.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I'm just like shocked at the audacity because the thing is, like, already him buying groceries for them to cook together is kind of like, oh, that's cute.
So
but
cute.
If he bought the groceries and said, I'm going to cook for you, like, oh, that's like.
You could have got some that night. I'm
yeah,
not going to lie.
Yeah.
Right?
If you came over, it could go one of two ways, both of which I think are good. We're going to cook together. It's fun. It's cute. It's romantic. We're learning together. Or you go sit on the couch. You look pretty. Have a glass of wine. Relax. We're chatting while he's cooking.
Yes.
Amazing.
Love that.
But to say, I'm going to go sit on the couch.
And you're
going to cook.
That's kind of setting up the future. And I would run.
And that's why she said dodge the bullet.
Good.
I said, because he would have expected that. If you would have done it and you would have been, if you would have gotten a relationship with him, he would have been like, so you're going to cook me dinner every day.
See, when I say I hate men,
delusion.
This is what I mean.
This is what we mean. What? We hate men.
Honestly, I mean all. I have a boyfriend and I'm like, I hate all of you.
It's the entitlement and the misogyny. Because can you imagine if a woman did that?
Never.
If a woman invited a man over and said, you're going
to
cook
things.
For me.
You're going to build this bookshelf and you're also going to hang up my shit. And you're also going to do this. I will do
and
that.
And it's a test on if you're husband material. So step up to the plate.
And this is our first date,
and
bro?
And hinting we're going to do it together.
Dude.
I would have no problem cooking with you. It's cute together.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, but it's the just way me?
Exactly, you like made it seem like we were gonna do this, and then all of a sudden I got there, and you're like, "So what are you doing?" I'm you like, so "First
dodged,
of all,
she's for, so dodged a bullet,
girl. Girl so I am so sorry.
I just
for
got
you.
Here, girl. No,
you did dodge a bullet.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Better.
Bad news bears is what I have to say.
Ooh.
Bad.
See, this is the thing where I'm like, maybe I need to be a bigger person, because part of me is like, I hope that he never finds love.
No.
Like, I hope he's still single.
Unless
I agree.
That man has changed, I completely agree. 110% agree.
Agree.
Yeah. Yeah. If he didn't take a look at that situation and be like, maybe don't
what
do
did
that
I
again,
do wrong?
Then
yeah.
I'll be like, yeah. But if
yeah.
not, alone, forever. Because
here's the
send
thing, there's nothing
island.
Wrong with, like, wanting your significant other to, like, maybe make you a meal one yes. time and did it out. But, like,
that's not your significant
we
other.
We just met. We yeah. just met. We're going on a first date, and you have already have expectations of me to do something for you.
Red flag. Red flag.
It's giving I pay for your dinner, so let's, like, hook up vibes. It's giving that,
it's
and
giving,
I hate to say it, but.
I don't need your consent for this activity. Even something as simple as cooking dinner. Being like, you're not an active participant who gets a say, an opinion, or I'm not even going to consider you or show you that I thought about or considered you.
That mm-hmm. part.
Exactly.
Anyways.
anyway.
All right. I think we've got time for one more story.
Yes.
Who wants to read it?
Shall
we've
I?
All read Pete? One, I think. Yeah,
all
Pete.
Right, all right. Here we go.
Take us home.
Oh, and I like this title. It's The Little Things.
Love it.
Not a horror story, but a very sweet one.
Oh,
okay,
that's a good
okay,
one to end
okay.
on.
Yeah, we can end with this
good,
one.
Okay, okay. On my first Valentine's Day with my husband, in parentheses, then boyfriend, he sent me roses at work, but asked for one back. I was very confused and a little annoyed, but after some back and forth, I finally gave him one of the roses back. A few weeks later, he gave me a necklace he had made for me himself, where the pendant was one of the rose petals from our first Valentine's Day flowers, dried, preserved, and encased. That way, even though flowers die, I could always have a piece of the flowers from our first Valentine's Day.
What the fuck?
What a winner.
Do you see the other side? Like, yeah. you have one
what
girl.
You this, have. Is what you could, this is what you deserve.
This is why. This is why. This is why
you
never
don't,
settle.
Don't,
yeah, do
don't,
not oh ever. God. If they wanted to, they would. Period. Don't ever settle.
Oh, ladies, my gosh.
Simply. If we could just tell you something. If one takeaway from this episode. Don't settle.
Don't yep. do it for anything. No job, no man, no woman, no nothing. Never, ever, ever settle.
Because you deserve that.
You deserve that, period.
Punto.
Bitch. I couldn't help it.
We should not be giving it a relationship or love
Listen,
advice.
I don't know shit about shit. I just got here. So you really shouldn't be listening to me. And that's on period.
You should say it. You're like, I'd like to give a dating advice.
I've
only been dating for like 2 months. Yeah. But here we go. Here's my best.
I loved giving dating advice when I was single. That was my favorite thing to do.
You give great advice on everything.
Thank you.
You're like one of my favorite people to go to for advice.
Thank you. I feel very, I have a sound mind. I feel like I look at things logically. I'm an earth sign for those who know about astrology.
So I'm sorry.
I'm an earth sign giving Taurus. So it's giving grounded. Like, yeah. I'm very much like,
see, okay,
this
I know what
sense.
That means, because it's like in Avatar, like the different benders from like the different elements, like yeah. the earth benders yes. are very grounded.
Yes.
So I know what you mean. I okay. can translate it into Sierra
in
thing.
Avatar.
Well, I'm glad that she yeah. believes Avatar and not like the stars. It's amazing. It's amazing. What you choose to believe.
I love this back and forth.
I know, me too. Yes.
But
so,
yes, you.
I agree.
Yes.
I feel like I could give some good, you know, some good advice, even though I may not know about the subject.
What if we
but
just.
But it's giving, like.
We should give.
What makes sense? What's logical?
We should do, like, an episode where we, like, give love advice. It's, like, unsolicited. Nobody asked
yeah,
for it.
Yeah, no
but, like,
one
we should
wants
maybe
it.
Talk. Like, you've been married. I'm in a long term. She's a new mate. What if we just, I'm like, new. Exchange, like, love tips?
We
That's
should.
Key, because what if.
I
want to
learn from
like,
you. Like, Sierra, how long. How long have you been with Steven for?
It'll be 10 years this year.
Yeah, I'm going to need an episode.
It's giving decades.
It's giving. I'm coming with some questions.
Holy shit, dude.
Yeah, so we met in April of 2013, and we started dating in December of 2013. So it'll be a 10 years of meeting this spring and then 10 years together in the winter. Crazy.
No, okay, so there's no way that we're not going to have Steven's ass right here.
We should.
Doing like 10 years. What's it like?
And it's going to be 6 years of marriage this summer.
Dude, and a baby,
six,
bro. And
a
baby.
Baby.
That's crazy.
What goes on here? Who are you?
Do you need me to explain something to you, Ryan?
Honestly, maybe.
Well, when a mommy and a daddy love each other very much.
I might. Yeah, well, no, listen.
I think that's gonna just about do it for this one.
Thank you so much for watching. We're so happy to be back. Welcome back. Yes. 2023, bigger, better than ever. We're here. Nope. Yeah. That's
it. I didn't know what else to say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I blank. Sorry. Thank you guys so much for watching. We love you so much. We are your Valentines. You know.
Yes.
We have each other. And have a great. We're just so happy to be back.
Yeah. Just have a great
period.
Love you guys. Bye. Thank you.